So I'm continuing the pan logo and showing you how the drum parts go into the xylophone parts. So first of all, I did a lead part which went bass, tone, bass, tone, 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 bass, upbeat, tone, upbeat, bass, upbeat, tone, tone, tone. And I'm playing that on the xylophone. My left hand's just going A and E, okay, for the first half. And my right hand's doing the upbeat, which is E and C. So putting that together would be... So my left is the A, E, A, E. My right hand is A, C. So I'm going at the end E, D, C, which is the... So I put that together and it will sound like this. E, D, C. Do the same thing but one note down. So now I've got in my left hand G, D, G, and my right hand goes D, C, D, C, D, C. So left, right, right, left, right, right. My three tones at the end. Again for you. D, C, G before going back to the first harmony. Bell part for us. Don't, very nice and slowly. No, I'm not asking you to die, yeah? You've just got to do your part when I get you going. So at the moment, we're just like that. Chuck-a-cha, 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 chuck-a-ta, 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 chuck-a-ta. So, I was trying to not trick you on purpose, but I've been playing on the pulse with my left hand, okay? But there's plenty of opportunity to just play just after the pulse, as opposed to on it. So, instead of playing, I might play pulse, okay? And the same with the low note. Instead of playing E, I might go pulse. So I'm going to play on the pulse for you. Have a listen. Now I'm going to play after the pulse. On the pulse. Now after the pulse. Right, so that's just what I was doing. Sometimes playing after the pulse as opposed to on it. So that's...